Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Mad Dog Small Business Advocate. That's what some people call me. That may, sometimes they leave off the last part. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Norm Brodsky, one of the smartest guys I know, especially one of the great entrepreneurs of our time. He's senior editor, senior contributing editor at Inc. Magazine, but that's just kind of a little pastime for him. Mostly he's running businesses and doing a good job of it and growing new businesses. Norm, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the dangers of boredom. And you know, as you were talking about it, and by the way, folks, you can read Norm's thoughts on this at Inc.com, right, Norm?
Yes.
Your article there on this topic on boredom at Inc.com. And so I was just thinking about this. You know, when someone starts a business, at that moment, it's still not determined whether they're going to be more of a manager or more of an entrepreneur, right? Because a lot of people start businesses and then they become pretty good managers. They don't ever create anything else after that. Some people start a business and they're not very good managers, and they keep creating things whether they run it well or not.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I am a terrible, terrible manager, and I learned that the hard way. I built a business in the 80s, and I became very, very big, and I thought I could be a manager in the business, and it didn't work out well. So everybody has different talents, Jim, mm-hmm. and some people are better at managing things. They see things differently. Entrepreneurs who continue and let's call them serial entrepreneurs and start new businesses all the time. That's their forte. Mm-hmm. They're good at seeing things.
And they hire managers, don't they?
Oh yeah, and sometimes I joke about it when people ask me, "Geez, isn't it starting a new business? Isn't it nerve wracking? Aren't there problems?" I said, "I love it. I love it." Juggling all the balls in the air. Mm-hmm. I love it when I have a problem meeting payroll on Friday and being innovative, you know, and it's sort of a joke, but it's true because as an entrepreneur, you're always in a mode of survival and there's always problems around you. And I love that part of the business,
yep.
Solving those problems, moving forward, seeing tremendous growth.
So the more entrepreneurial you are, though, the more likely you are to wander over into the dangers of boredom. If you, the more of a manager you are, you've got your wagon. You know, you're really taking all the tough stuff on the chin. You're in the trenches, so to speak, and you're less likely to get bored, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. You see, managers are more disciplined, Jim. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs are loose cannons. So, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, we're always, our thought process is we're thinking ahead 10
that's
or 12
right.
steps.
That's right.
And we're leaving everything else in the dust. In other words, so what you have to do is surround yourself with people who are not like you. You know, I don't want two people like me in a company. It would
right.
be disastrous.
That'd be dangerous.
Oh, it would be awful. So what I do is I surround myself with detail-oriented managers. You see, if you look at my desk, you couldn't find one thing on it, you know? But yet I have there's order in my chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And with a manager, there's order, period. So there's a big, big difference. And you need both, by the way, in companies. I'm not just putting down managers
yeah.
themselves. But I'm always off to the next thing. And the problem with entrepreneurs, especially guys like me and women, there's lots of them around, is that we don't finish that idea.
That's
and
the
we're
problem.
Jumping on to the next. That's
well,
the boredom problem.
You get bored. Exactly. You get
exactly.
bored and you move on. So now here's the thing, folks. Here's a very important thing I want to point out. Neither one of these characters, the entrepreneur who became more of a manager, or the entrepreneur who never became a manager, there's nothing wrong with either one of them. If you're the first example, God bless you. You know, you're the backbone of the economy, and keep doing what you're doing. But you're less likely to be bored, but if you're an entrepreneur and you can't, you know, you can't stick with it. You better
right.
find somebody who's can run your business and keep you out of trouble.
Well, that's exactly right. People who have managerial experience are more focused. Not that entrepreneurs are not focused, but managers stay focused in an area for a long period of time. Entrepreneurs maybe focus in the beginning, and then they wander off because they want, oh, I've conquered this. You know, everything's done. I've opened a business. I got X amount of sales and blah, blah, blah. The manager will look at this and say, yeah, you got X amount of sales, but we could double or triple these sales. We just got to stick to our knitting.
Right.
Whereby the entrepreneur says, no, it'll grow by itself. You know, mm-hmm. let's get on to something new and exciting, and let's recreate. Remember, I told you before about all the problems about payroll on Friday,
right.
And employee problems. Let's recreate that so I can have that excitement, you know, that I crave.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the problem comes.
Right, exactly. And folks, these are what we're trying to help you with. Is these are indicators. These are early signs, early warning signs that Norm is and I've been trying to explain about you know what kind which where are you along that in that time continuum or that line of ownership. Are you more likely to be a manager, more likely to be an entrepreneur? As long as you know where you fit in there, then you can look for the warning signs
Not only that, Jim, you're exactly right. What happens is you can learn somewhat to control it. And here's what I mean by that. If you're somebody like me, is finish the project, get a manager in there, and then go on to the next idea.
Right.
Don't stifle yourself and your creativity.
Exactly. Well said. We come back. I want to get Norm's thoughts on loving what you do, but not how you do it. After these messages, Tintail, Norm Brodsky and I will be right back. Stay with us.
I don't care.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.